We are learning Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting from the top of the Amud from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, before we start, to give a small introduction, that in the Gemara of Avastra, as a Machlekes, we have a tree, and it has roots going into someone else's field, growing in someone else's field. Who owns the roots? Does the one who owns the field own the roots, or the one who owns the tree owns the roots? So we're going to go for argument's sake over here, that the Pidah Man D'Amar, that it belongs to the tree. So let's learn the Mishnah. Shrashaya Ilan Shlahedyat. If you have roots from a Hedyat's tree, Habam Shal Hektish, went into a Hektish field, so there's no Ilan there because it belongs to a Hedyat. But let's say Shal Hektish, Habam Shal Hedyat, let's say you have a roots from a Hektish tree that went into a Hedyat, Loinanim V'loy Moilim. There is no Me'ilah on that. That means that even though these the roots we're going now, maybe that the roots go after the tree, and the tree belongs to Hektish, still the halacha will be is that there's no meila on that, because even though it belongs to Hektish, even though it belongs to that. Now just do this one step at a time. In the first case where it belonged to Hedyat, we still say loinan, and you can't be nana. Why not? Because there are bond against it. It's in a Hektish field. Even though it belongs to the Hedyat, it's in a Hektish field. There's no ana. But in the second case, where there is Kedusha on the Shrashim, so what's Pshat? There's no Me'ilah. Why is there no Me'ilah? Because there's no Me'ilah in Geduli Hektish. Things from Grow Hektish, we learned in the Mishnah before, on Amud Aleph, that there's no Me'ilah on Geduli Hektish. That's why there's no Me'ilah. So both cases, Shrashi Ilan Shal Hedyat Habam Shal Hektish, Shal Hektish Habam Hedyat, Lo Nenem, No Isar No, There is Isar No, But There's No Me'ilah, Lo Me'ilah. Mayin Shu Yoytze Metoich Sada Shal Hektish, If You Have A Spring Coming Out Of A Field Of Hektish, Lo Nenem, You Can't Have A No, It's Only Mother Abonim, Because It Looks Like I'm Being Nenem From Hektish, But Lo Me'ilah, There's No Me'ilah, Why Not? Because It's Not Even Growing From The Field, It's Growing From Underground, That There's No Me'ilah On That. Yoytze Chutz Sada, If There's A Spring, you know, reach till out of the Hektish field. None of it. You can even have enough of it, because it's not really Hektish at all. It's only the Rabbanon. It looks like I'm taken out of the Hektish field. Hamayim Shivakad. You have water set aside for Nisach Hamayim on Sukkos. So it's in the Kachal Zav. It's in the big barrel of Zav. Loinenem Loimayolim. There's no having enough, but there's no Me'ilah yet, because it's not a Klisharis. Nostam Vesluchas. You put it into the Sluchas, into the Klisharis, then Mayolim Hem, there is Me'ilah. Another Halacha, Arava. They used to put these big aravas around them as be'ach on Sukkos. Loinanim, now have enough of them. Loin ma'ilim is no me'ilah, because it's not really hektish. Like Tosis says, it's not really hektish. It's not really kaddish, those aravas. Loz v'ra'at tzadok, eimeh, no'yagin ho'yu ha'kizakeinim, sh'nenim v'leveim. The minig was, the zakeinim used it for the lulav, to shake the lulav. They used those aravas for the lulav. Why? Because even though it's an issa but they hold mitzvahs lav l'hedin stintnu. When you use it for a mitzvah, it's not called having hana. It's not called having pleasure from them. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omer Shlokish. Ein Moyalim Bekulam. There's no Me'ilah on the whole entire barrel, the big barrel. Av Moyalim Shlosh Lugam. A three Lugam, which is a Shir Nisach Hamayim, there is Me'ilah on that. So that's the more thought he's saying. He's saying it's going on the ratio where it's talking about Mayim Shavakad, that's the big barrel. And he's saying that by Gimel Lugim, there is Me'ilah. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Like Tani Sefer, no sound, Sluchas Me'ilim Bahem. Only put into the Klisharis does it have Me'ilah. It's Mashma, there's no Me'ilah whatsoever in the Kad. So how can you say that if it's three Lugim, if it's a Shir Nisach Havayim, then there is Me'ilah? Mechal the Reisha filled with Shosh Lugim, not Me'ilah. Even by three Lugim, which is a Shir Nisach Havayim, there's also no Me'ilah. So the Gemara, Yitvara Sefer. But Shlokish says Halacha on the Sefer. In the Sefer it says, Sefer, it says there, Moyalim Hem, says in the Sefer that you're Moyal on the Tzluchas, on the Klisharis. And Rosh Lakish limits the Issa Me'ilah. Rosh Lakish ain't Moyalim of a Gimel Lugan. The only time it's Me'ilah, it's only if it has the right Shear of Nisach HaMayim, that has Gimel Lugan. Because he holds the Shear of Nisach HaMayim, it's Gimel Lugan, and only if it has three Lugan, is there Me'ilah. Rav Yechanan argues, I'm a Moyalim V'kulon, there is Me'ilah in it, even if it does not have a Shear of Nisach HaMayim, there is still Me'ilah in this kad, in this small cleaver. That means Rav Yechanan holds that even if there's more than three lugam in here, there's still Me'ilah, because he holds no shear for Nisach HaMayim, and any water in this klisharis is royu for Nisach, and it becomes kaddish. So Gemara says, so what comes out from this sugya? Remember the kasavar shlokas or shlokas holds yesh shir lemayim, that there is a shir for nisach hamayim. That's ma'akev. There's a shir mayim. And the Gemara is going to ask the kasha and to develop the question to show that it's exterior of shlokas. Why? But tonight we went to the mishta. Amrav Loza. We know we now let a shecht a kachem mechutz. What about pouring water that was set aside for nisach hamayim outside? So Rav Elazar says, Hamanasech mechag bechag bechutz. If on Sukkot you go take the water that was set aside for nisach hamayim, you pour it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Chay v'chay v'chatas for shchut echutz. V'amrav Yech. Rav Yech said on this Hashem Menachem Yoydafa. What do you say? That Rav Elazar v'shitas Rav Akiva Amar. He's going according to the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Some gears of Akiva Rabbi. His Rabbi Rav Akiva. What does Akiva hold? The Darush, he holds that the din of Nisach HaMayim is the Raisa. It says in the Pasuk, U'nisachecha, it's Lashon Rabim, Echa Nisach HaMayim, Echa Nisach Yayin. That's what Menachem Yedofa Taina, that Pshad Rav Elazar, why Yechayim V'chutz is, quotes the Raisa from the Pasuk Nisachecha. And Rav Shlokesh had a cash on that. Rav Shlokesh told Rav Yechon, what do you mean? If you learn from that Pasuk, then it should be exactly like Yayin. It says, Nisachecha is two things, Nisach HaMayim, Nisach Yayin. And we know Yayin is three lugim, like it says in the Pasuk. So ima yayin shalish lugim af mayim shalish lugim should be three lugim, and his kasha is that it's mashma for Rav Elazar that he says mechag v'chag is even any water is chayiv, not three lugim. So his kasha is, what do you mean? If you learn from that pasuk, it should come out that you need three lugim for nisach hamayim. So what do you see from this? Rav Shlokesh has such a question. You see, Rav Shlokesh holds that nisach hamayim does have a share of three lugim. Mechal the sabra Shlokesh ain't mechal. The opposite. Rav Shlokesh asking Kasha, he's saying, look, for you, it should come out to the Shir Nisach HaMayim. Mechlal, the Sovra Shlokesh ain't Shir HaMayim. You see, Rav Shlokesh holds no Shir, because what else is Kasha? He has a Kasha, oh, now you're saying, Unisachel, that it's a Hekesh to Nisach Yayin, it should come out, you should need three Lugim. What do you mean? You yourself only need three Lugim. It sounds like Rav Shlokesh holds you don't need Shir, ain't Shir HaMayim. So my answer is no. The time of the Menachem Yodafa come, he's asking specifically of Menachem Yodafa. Menachem Yodafa learned Pshat Rav Elazar, was it going according to Rekiva, that's the Raisa. He says, Im Kain, according to Menachem Yadofa, Rav Elazar should be chayiv dafka by three lugim. He doesn't say that. He says, Hamanasech mei chag bechag, because it's mashma even smaller than a shir. So he's asking a kasha on that, but he himself? No, he himself holds any three lugim. He's saying, you who learn out from there, how do you learn pshat like that? If clearly Rav Elazar says, even a mashu is chayiv, he says, mei chag. So he's asking, how can you say it's Pshat Rav Elazar if it's Mashu Rav Elazar only a Mashu, even a Mashu is Chayiv? And if the Pasuk is in Mishachah, you should be Chayiv on three Lugim. That was his kasha. But he actually holds himself, you need three Lugim. He actually holds you three Lugim. And maybe he'll hold that to be Menasech Mechot, you only Chayiv if you do three Lugim, Taka. His kasha just on Menachem Yadofa, it's Pshat in Rav Elazar. Okay, just to finish the blot, let's see the Mishnah. Akan shivaroish ha'ilan shahekdish le'nenem v'loy ma'alim. And the Gemara has explained the reason. Akan means there's a little nest on top of a tree of hekdish. Halach is he can't have enough of it, but there's no ma'ila. What about a nest on top of a asherah tree, which is of a dezara? Sheva asherah. Yatis v'kana. You could bang the tree with a stick and let the nest fall off, and you could use the nest. Hamakdish is a chayresh. If someone makes hektish a forest, the whole thing, there's me'ila, say the wood, say the leaves, even the sawdust, anything that comes out of this forest, there is me'ila.